This is All Things Considered here on KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. Johnny Cash earned a reputation as an outlaw after being arrested and spending a few nights in jail for minor offenses. But it turns out the prolific country singer, who was born and raised in Arkansas, once actually had the power to enforce the law in Tennessee. Davidson County Sheriff Darren Hall this week presented a newly discovered copy of the musician's official deputy sheriff ID at the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville. WPLN reporter Samantha Max reports.
Contrary to popular myths, Johnny Cash was never convicted of a felony or spent time in prison, besides when he was performing for inmates. Cash's criminal background was clean enough to be hired as a Davidson County Sheriff's deputy in September of 1979. Sheriff Hall unveiled a blown-up replica of Cash's deputy card surrounded by old concert posters and black-and-white photos from Cash's touring days. The songwriter's familiar melodies played in the background. Hall says the ID, with Cash's swooping signature and inky fingerprint, was no honorary gift. It came with real power. But he doubts Cash was particularly eager to lock people up.
I think he would have been more interested in what can we do to help the person that is about to be arrested than to have arrested a whole lot of people.
Several of Cash's songs, like Folsom Prison Blues, humanized the experiences of those behind bars.
Well, if they freed me from this prison.
He even recorded two live albums inside of prisons that both hit number one on the Billboard charts. Founder of the Johnny Cash Museum, Bill Miller, says those concerts left a lasting impact.
There are probably tens of thousands of people alive today still who were inspired by this great man going into a prison and taking them out of that prison for that 3 hours.
The singer also used his clout as a famous musician to push for prison reform. He met with multiple political leaders, including Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. But Hall says Cash's activism was about more than the music.
His exact words, I think, were that prisons do no good if you don't do good for people who are in prison.
An image of Cash's sheriff's deputy card will now hang in the museum among glass cases filled with antique guitars and framed records. It adds yet another complicating layer to a man once dubbed a walking contradiction. For WPLN News and Report for America, I'm Samantha Max.